curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Oh my goodness. Who is that?
Emily Kress.
We have a special guest here.
And this is a first time appearance on the pod.
Yeah. So you've never done the podcast?
No, usually when I've filled in on the morning show, like when I'm out in the field.
Yeah. You come in, it's too late.
Yeah, I'm late to the party, so I don't want to like crash on the podcast.
And you're usually out in the Poconos reporting for your normal shift, so
right.
You're not here on a regular basis.
Right, so when I'm up here, it's a real treat. You know, I get to see all my friends.
But it's brave of you to do this. Do you know what you're in for? Do you know what the purpose of this thing is?
No, I don't.
Brave.
What's
I need to hear what the rules are.
All right, what is in this box, this bag, is random, sometimes uncomfortable, and even insulting questions from our listeners and viewers.
Okay.
You don't know what you're going to get. You may pull something out of here that you're going to blush, you're going to twitch, you're going to Twitter, you're going to say, oh my goodness. What am I going to do?
And I'm going to Twitter.
Or do we hope it does happen?
All you have to do, Emily, is go.
If you don't want to answer, you
hit the bell.
Yeah.
If it's exactly. Really awkward. Enough.
But most of them are fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good time. And remember, this is only as good as you folks make it, because we don't pick what's in here. We don't preview. We don't know what we're going to get. So get your questions in. brownbag@wnep.com. brownbag@wnep.com. They go in there, and here we go, baby.
And they do like when they're a little bit awkward.
Right. Yes. That just makes it fun.
That makes
Should
it fun.
We have Emily go first?
Emily's got to go first.
Okay. Yes.
But before you do,
okay.
Because I'm an old dude. How long have you been here?
It'll be 4 years in April.
See how time flies? Because to me, she's still the new girl, but 4 years is not the new girl.
That's great.
That coming up great. On 2 years in the Poconos.
This is fabulous. Awesome.
And you're covering the Poconos, and the Poconos is home.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
Which has got to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Born and raised Monroe County. Went to Stroudsburg High School.
See, this is
very,
great.
Very local. So my photographer, Dan, everywhere we go, it's so funny. We'll be at a story, and someone's like, hey, how are you related to this person? How are you related
funny.
To that person?
Yeah,
right.
I know your dad. I went to school with your grandmother. You know, like, everyone knows my family because I do have a very large family.
Yeah.
So Dan is always like, the local girl. You can't take her anywhere. She knows everyone.
I love it. Well,
you know, so it's
perfect.
Wonderful.
That's
it's wonderful.
And we know the Poconos has a lot of people have moved in from outside, but it's also just a really big small town, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
All right, so dig awesome. In now.
Okay.
I want to let you know, you have to mix it up.
See,
if you want to pluck from the top, that's fine, but I think it's better to go all over.
There's no rules.
Stick my hand in here.
I just want to introduce that.
Okay, I think I got one.
Okay.
Oh, let's hope it's a good one for her first question.
Now I'm nervous, because the first one is a big deal. This is her breakthrough.
Do we have to, like, read it first?
Well, usually we pre-read it, yeah, because it could be something that maybe we really can't say.
Yeah, we don't want the FCC to be honest here, girlfriend, but...
Okay, so this email says...
Who's
Do we
it
read
from,
who?
By the way? Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So this is from Ed Cupstas.
Ooh, someone new.
Subject.
Okay.
Bicycles.
Oh.
Ooh.
Good morning, brown baggers.
Is this what we are
I
now?
I guess that's what we become.
Why do people riding bicycles demand access to the roads and respect from cars, but yet they follow no rules of the road?
Oh,
stop signs,
goodness.
Red lights, yield signs, they ignore all of those. If they want to use the road, they need to follow the rules. Just saying, Joe.
You're going to think I'm going to get defensive, and I 100% agree with this guy.
Really?
I hate when you see bikers and they take up the whole road. They have their little hand signals. They think like it's all them, and they have their stupid little spandex on.
Don't you wear stupid little
we
spandex?
We didn't expect it to go
no,
this direction,
I
did
think
we?
There's a lot of cyclists who are arrogant jerks.
Wow.
And let's face it, highways and roads are for cars for the most part.
But we have to yield to the cyclists.
They get in the way and they cause congestion. It's very annoying. I go by myself, and when I see cars, I'm on the right side of the road. I am like a diminutive little timid guy on the right side of the road. I don't take up the road. I let cars go by me. I try to stay on trails and side roads. It's very annoying when you see 5-10 bikers and they take up the whole road and slow. No, very annoying.
Oh, like a bike club, you mean?
Well, yeah, and some guys just take up the whole road and they're not a car. I know they get all the rights that vehicles have, but it's just awkward.
I do wish that we had more bike lanes in many.
That's one thing that doesn't exist a lot. Yeah, there's not a lot around here.
Yeah.
And by the way, the second part of that is true too. I don't listen to any of the rules. I go through stop signs. I don't yield. I go.
Well, didn't you just say you should be doing that?
But in my defense, these are side roads that I'm on. And if I'm at a stop sign, I see no cars are coming, I just go. I'll slow up and I'll go. Cops come and get me.
All right. There you go.
I do think all of us as drivers have gotten behind a cyclist at a spot that it's just like, you got to make room so that we can just get around you.
Get out of the way.
But I get so nervous. I'm always like, I'm just going to stay back for a little bit, just let them do their thing.
Oh, you do?
And then when I do get an opportunity, I really make sure I go around them just because, obviously, safety first.
Yeah. And they do deserve all the rights, and most of them are compliant, but there's some that are jerks. And I bike with them.
I feel like this guy was trying to target you.
He thought he was going to get you going. And you are right on board.
I'm on board, dude. I'm on board.
All right, that one wasn't bad.
No, that was a good start.
That was a very good start, Emily. I think that you have a bright future as a brown bagger.
Oh, yes, Mindy. Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
The giggle.
Yeah, I love Joe appears to be the expert toilet bowl cleaner.
Oh, yes.
Can he and Kurt do a doesn't really work on the toilet cleaner that was the exclusive TV deal on January 14th? I don't know if that's allowed since your company, Tegna, appears to get a portion of the sales. Thanks, Brian from Crestwood.
This guy has a lot of insight.
He has insight.
He's figuring it out.
I didn't see this one. What was it again, John? It's more of a fluid. It's not a scrubber.
It seemed to be a fluid, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't see exactly what it did.
A little behind the scenes. Emily, you may not even know because you don't see the streaming show that much, but there is a...
Like a little sponsored section, right?
Yes.
It's like a product that I guess the core... We don't even know how this all works.
We don't know how it works. This is beyond our pay.
We know that somebody gets money for it.
Right.
That's and this product and the viewers can buy it and stuff. And every morning it comes on, I'm like, what are we selling this morning?
Yeah, today it was the little mini air pump.
But there's this toilet solution, I guess, that cleans your toilet.
Yeah.
So put it in the tank.
If you do a does it really work and Wham Cam mashup or something.
Collab.
Yeah.
Well, I want to back up. That's a good question. But do those solutions that you put, those little hockey pucks, do they even clean toilets?
They do, actually.
I don't use them at all.
Yeah, I've tried them and they do work.
They do.
Yeah.
Because they only seem to last a week or two?
No, a month usually.
But do they keep it clean?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I think so.
Do they? Yeah. So you guys, you put the pucks in there?
Not all the time. And I've used, there's the little, it's almost like a gel.
Right.
And you put it on, it makes a little star in the toilet.
Oh, my wife has purchased
those.
We've
used that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you can't use those because then you won't get to clean the toilet manually, which is what you love to do.
We have hard water where I live. So after a week, the sides of the toilet start getting a little tint.
Yeah, exactly. But if you use, I've put one in the tank before, it has sort of a bleach, I think, in it or something.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it keeps everything white.
But
that
takes the thrill away of getting rid of it.
Is that what you do on Saturday nights?
Every Saturday morning, I clean my whole house. I do toilets, I vacuum, I do windows. Yeah.
Nice.
So everything.
Do all the chores before the bike ride.
People bring it up and they mock me. They think it's a joke. I love cleaning.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I would go to my great aunt's house, and she was like another grandma. We were at her house all the time. She was one of the first I knew to have the blue pucks.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the water was blue.
Yes.
And I thought it was the coolest thing
Aunt
Evelyn's toilet had blue water.
My grandma had those too.
And at the end, it wouldn't be blue anymore. It'd be green.
That's so funny. But to answer that question, I guess if we did do that product and it didn't work, it would be a conflict of interest.
And I have to say, I would imagine probably the answer would be no.
Right.
We would not be able to test it if it didn't work.
Yeah, if it didn't
work. We wouldn't be able to air it.
I know.
That's the way the corporate world works.
That's it, man. So I'm not touching that one.
Let me know if I need to ding the bell.
Oh, boy.
What should I say?
Oh, second opinion.
Just go for it.
Go for it.
Oh, no!
I don't know, John.
I gave the approval, so I get in trouble.
Yes. I feel like we're living on
the
edge.
What did he ask me for approval?
Hey, it's Friday.
Because I trust John's judgment. No offense.
No, I love it. That's true.
Okay. I think you go for it.
I think we can go
for
it.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is for you and me, Joe, okay? Hey, Joe and Mindy, do you guys ever miss Tom Williams and Brian Lecky? This is from
Tom.
That's fine.
Tom Wilk. Yeah.
It's Well, it's funny how they put those two together, because Tom Williams left us for another station, but Ryan just left us. And if I've been here 33 years, I think of tens of people who left, and I miss them. I miss a lot of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
People move on, go to other places, other workstations. Yeah.
And we still talk to them. I mean, I still get text messages all the time and stuff. And I just wished Tom a happy birthday the other day. Like, we still, you know, keep in contact, but it's not the same as working together every day.
But it's odd to think that because Tom Williams went to BRE, that we would now be like, he's an enemy. It's not like that.
Yeah, it's not like that.
It's like if you have a friend, whatever you do for a living, are you a welder, are you a teacher, are you a RN? If they go to another hospital, another school, you don't like all of a sudden, I hate you.
When you're watching a football game and at the end of the game, an NFL game, and the players start hugging the other players from the other teams once in a while.
That happens all the time, especially if they've played together on the team before and now they're competitors. They go over and they give each other a hug afterwards.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's the same here. I do think that in the minds of some of the viewers, they cook up this like...
Yes, like we...
WNDP versus WBRE.
Way.
And then Tom went to WBRE, and we can't talk to him anymore. That's not how it works. I mean, you see WBRE people in the field and stuff, and we all get along.
We're all friendly. We say hello.
Yeah.
You know, catch up on things.
We're all just slugs making a living, paying the mortgage, paying the car payment, whatever the corporate stuff is above us, whatever.
If you worked in Sheetz and your friend went to work at Wawa, I don't think you're going to stop being friends. But you may miss them, and we miss seeing people around here that have left.
Yeah, we do.
And that's the reality of our business. And it's probably all workplaces, but a lot of people come and go.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's just the reality of how this works. Mm-hmm. So.
And Mindy brought up something when she partially answered that. I forgot about Tom's birthday.
call him.
It's typical
it
guy
stuff. It was January 11th.
I know. It's typical guy stuff.
You're 5 days late.
And no, I'm not going to say. I don't know. It's not a guy.
But
happy guy birthday,
Tom. Is he expecting you to get up?
No, he's not.
I don't think so.
No.
I have a friend that from high school, we've been friends since we were little kids, and we deliberately text each other on each other's birthday, something that has nothing to do with the birthday. Because it happened in the past that we were texting each other on my birthday, and he didn't say anything about my birthday, and then it just became a joke. Guys, I don't think I got to text Joe, it's his birthday.
Society tells us to shun our emotions towards
each other. I know. Keep your feelings inside, bottled up.
Until you're on your deathbed. Then you say to all your friends, I love you, man. You were great. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
Yep. It all comes out.
And then you're dead.
At the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You wait till the end. Then I'll say happy birthday, Tom, all those years.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Speaking of Tom, you realize it's almost 4 years.
John, so
that I've been on the morning show.
That started
in a couple
March,
months.
April.
March of
4 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude.
I cannot believe
it. Yeah, is that wild?
Dude.
It doesn't seem that long at all.
It does not.
On one hand, it seems like I've been doing this, that this
forever.
Has just been my thing.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it seems like I just started.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa Barrett wants to know, this is a situation that intrigues me. I'd like the morning crew to weigh in. All right, do you sleep with fitted sheets, top sheets, blanket, comforter, quilt?
Oh, this is my specialty.
Or do you not use the top sheet? So, just fitted sheets and blankets. Apparently, this is a big dividing topic.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize it is, but I've come to learn it is.
I've always used a top sheet and had only recently learned that a lot of people do not. Thanks, Lisa in South Williamsport. You were on this. What are you feeling?
Yeah, so you mentioned about all the extra blankets and stuff, too.
Yeah.
But when I go to bed, my family makes so much fun of me. They're like, what is wrong with you? So, you need the top sheet.
Whoa, back up. So you have
a fitted sheet.
Mattress.
Yeah, fitted sheet on the mattress.
The one that goes around.
And then you have your regular sheet over
the top.
The top
sheet over that.
And then you have the comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my case, I have a heated blanket.
Oh. Geez.
And then I have other blankets along the wall of the bed. And I go to bed with a crew neck on and sweatpants, cabin socks.
So yours is
a space heater.
Yours is a temperature thing?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't overheat.
No, I don't. I wake up, I'm like, I'm freezing.
Really?
So my family is like, my brother says to me, you need to be studied. Because he's like, I can't breathe in that room. But I love all the extra blankets.
Do you love hot summer days?
Are
you
no.
like just, oh, so this is
no,
hot.
No, I hate the hot summer days.
But you like being hot in bed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's so cold, in the winter, you know?
Well, with the top sheet. Yeah. I see my wife use that occasionally because we have three grown kids. We have bedrooms all over the place.
Right.
And on this shift, I have my own bedroom for a part of the week. The top sheet thing, I'm like, no, get that thing. It just gets
so
in the way.
So you don't use the top sheet?
No, I put a sheet over the mattress and a comforter. That's it. Why would you have a top sheet?
See, this drives me nuts.
You're a top sheeter?
Yeah, I'm a top sheeter. And then, you know, I married my husband, but the thing is, he's so tall and stuff, the sheets get all messed up.
He's not a top sheeter.
He's not a top sheeter, so guess what? Guess what I've had to sacrifice in my life?
Sheet? Oh, no.
I've had to sacrifice
that's
the top
sheet. That's an extra layer of warmth.
I know. The top sheet is a woman construct.
And it's funny because I just always thought, well, that's just the way a bed's supposed
it's
to be.
Supposed
a top
to sheet be.
With the top sheet. So I always slept with the top sheet.
Yeah.
You're a top sheeter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I just didn't know there was anything else. And then I've come to realize all these other people that just have a comforter and no top sheet or just the blankets.
It gets in the way. That thing has no purpose.
I mean, I think it's supposed to kind of protect so you don't have to wash your blankets or comforter all the time. The top sheet is like, it is like,
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be.
And the comforter is so bulky.
Right.
That it takes a long time to dry.
Yeah.
And I have a comforter that I love, and I love to be close to it because it makes me all warm and cuddly, and I wash that every weekend.
Every weekend?
Every weekend I wash my comforter.
Are you serious?
Why, is that too much, you think?
Yeah.
But I guess if he doesn't have a top sheet.
Because I'm not a top sheeter.
But you don't have to, I say, maybe I'm wrong, I say wash the sheets every 2 weeks. I don't think you need to
do it
every week.
What about your comforter? Do you ever wash that?
Yeah, once in a while, but not very often.
Because
but
you have the top sheet.
But I have a super soft blanket that we almost use as a top sheet that goes below the comforter. So I wash that a lot more often.
Well, what's the thing in hotels that it's almost like a spongy, brownie thing?
Supposed to be a blanket, but those are weird.
Oh, what are those things?
And they don't keep you warm at all.
They're nasty.
Thin little brownish blankets almost.
At
a hotel.
What is that?
I don't know.
I find it's a lot of times.
Does your whole family do top sheet then?
Well.
Okay. Divided in the Meyer household?
Jake decided he didn't want a top sheet.
Of course not.
And I feel like it was controversial.
Your wife forced the top sheet?
Well, I think it's just, that's the way you make the bed with the top sheet. And now he has like this multiple blanket layer that he has a system of how warm and cold he is, but that's another thing. And then Rennie is just buried in blankets.
She's
a top sheeter. So our bed has a top sheet.
But isn't it hard for you to keep that top sheet where it's supposed to be because you're so tall?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's too.
And I get like tangled up in it.
I did decide just forget the
you
top sheet.
You gave up.
I had to sacrifice. I had to. I mean, I want to save my marriage.
Yeah, but wait now. You're more low life than me. You gave up the top sheet and you never wash your comforter.
No, but I have the blanket.
You're more low life than me.
More low life than you. I have the super soft blanket that now doubles as a top sheet.
I don't get it.
Well, it's just a thin, like really soft blanket that I love
the
feeling.
And then the comforter on that?
Yeah, the comforter goes over that.
So you have a top sheet, only it's almost like a mini blanket.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then there's the whole duvet thing.
Oh, duvets are the worst.
Don't get me started.
I tried the duvet. That's a... It's too impossible to get back
on. And the process of trying to get that can't get back into the duvet.
You need the duvet if you have a feather comforter because you can't wash the feather comforter.
Oh, is that why the duvet is for over the feather comforter?
Yes, you can't wash those in
the washing
machine.
Learn something new every day.
Oh, yeah. But trying to get that comforter back into that duvet.
It's a huge pain. I've done it so many times and I'm so sick of it.
All the French-derived words and things are stupid. They're all stupid and that's an example.
You hate duvets because it's a French word.
How many French words?
How about a bidet?
I said they're all ridiculous things. Anything that is a French-derived word is a ridiculous thing.
I think a bidet is actually kind of nice. I feel like maybe Emily should pick a question.
Emily, you're right.
Yeah, we better move us on. Okay. Sometimes we spin into areas. We got to move on.
I didn't know how many questions we like.
We never know.
We never know.
We
never know.
We do as many as we can.
It's however chatty we however chatty we will be.
Control room Carrie will at some point tell us that we've got to stop.
I accidentally ripped it.
Sometimes this happens where it rips into many pieces.
Okay.
You should have had the bad one. Okay,
so this one is from Susan Leba. It says, doesn't have a subject line on it. Could you please tell me why WNEP shows news from the 1980s? What is the purpose? Susan from Homesdale.
Interesting.
We love a throwback. I think it's fun to see like how things are so different from how they are now. Like I was looking at some video. It wasn't on our station, but I was like, that video looks like it was from like 2002. And
which isn't that long ago, Emily.
I mean, I just turned 30. I just turned 30, so I mean, I feel like I'm crawling up there.
Yeah,
but let's stop and go back. What's she referring to? So on streaming, which is the app, is it something you select or it's just
randomly? We just have it on sometimes. So if you put on WNP Plus, which most people that are watching this or listening are familiar with it, but we have the old newscasts, and I believe they go back and try to pick one from the same time of year.
Yeah.
Maybe even the same date. And it's just on there.
Nostalgia's a thing.
It is totally a thing. And I honestly think, and don't you think nostalgia in this area is really...
It's huge.
It's huge. Yeah. I think because WNAP has just been part of people's lives for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they tune in, there's Nolan Johannes and Karen Harge.
Yeah, Tom
and
Clark.
And Tom Clark, Joe Zone.
Noreen Clark.
All doing then you see, like you're saying, when you see how it was done back then, it's just fascinating to see.
But what also intrigues me, because I have caught myself watching this at times, it's how things don't change. There's a strike here, there's an accident here, there's people in uproar over taxes, and nothing changes. It's the same now as it was 30, 40 years ago. The same topics hit us.
And they hate the
president, they like the president. They hate this local politician, it's the same
They don't want this to move into their community. This business is closing. It is interesting. But the reality, too, is that, so we have this streaming channel, and it's 24 hours of time to fill.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time.
with content. And a lot of it is on demand that you can just pick, but it's not filled with ABC content like the WNEP TV station.
Just another option.
So it's just some options. But the nice thing is about a Plus channel is, okay, so you flip it on and there is Nolan Johannes from 1984. You can just scroll down, pick something else that you want to watch, and play it. Mm-hmm. That's the difference with what's on TV. Now, with the Plus, you can just pick something else that we have.
Yeah.
Many options.
It's another option, ma'am, sir, what was it? It was a nice woman.
Susan.
Yeah,
I think it's fun
great.
To watch the old newscasts. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting to see what they wore, the hair, all the stuff.
And now knowing the technology of how things have changed, to see what they did back then and know what went into doing it, It took a lot for some of those live reports to happen and all that. Now you just flip on a cell phone box and we do live reports all over the place. There they were rolling out the big satellite truck and all that. So.
Oh, you mean we don't use those anymore?
Well, if I'm correct, I think they'd have to shoot video a lot of times, run back with the video, the actual big track.
Yeah,
magnetic tape instead of
on film. Come cut
That's
the film.
Right.
In 1984, it still would have been film.
It took so much time to process the film. So, yeah. And the other interesting thing is the film was so expensive, so it wasn't like videotape or whatever or online where you could just use as much as you want.
Yeah, you're right. Just right over it. Uh-oh, yeah. John's laughing. This is going to be good.
When it's a completely random.
Okay.
And this is what we got.
Right.
Carolyn, good job. Hi, Joe. Why do we call tuna fish? We don't say we're eating flounder fish or salmon fish or haddock fish. What's the deal with tuna?
Oh my gosh, that's so true. Why is it tuna fish?
Right? Isn't that great?
Joe, why do we
Maybe
call it-
AI has the answer. Sean usually does this. I'll give it a quick one while
Mindy
goes.
She is so right, though, because if you're going to have a tuna fish sandwich,
you say tuna fish.
Tuna fish. You say tuna fish.
Right.
No one says bass fish. No one says trout fish.
Mm-hmm.
No one
says salmon fish.
Yeah.
No, you're not adding fish to it, but tuna fish.
Yeah. Or shrimp fish.
No one says I'm having chicken bird. Same thing.
Right.
No, it's tuna fish.
Let me see if there's
that
any answer.
That is weird.
Why do we call it tuna fish? Some things, I guess, they appear in society and culture. We call it tuna fish to distinguish it from the prickly pear cactus fruit, also called tuna. The things we learn here. On streaming.
So it's a fruit?
And because adding fish clarifies, it's the sea creature, a common practice for other fish like codfish, but often tuna fish refers to the specificity, the canned processed meat. But I guess there's something called a pear cactus fruit.
So it's a tuna.
A prickly pear cactus.
That's a tuna. I never heard of that.
I never heard
also
of that
also called a tuna. So that thing is called a tuna, and we had to distinguish it from the fish.
Bring back taste test and get one of those pears.
Yeah,
that's
so that's
a good
called
idea.
A tuna. So it's not a tuna fruit.
We have an assignment.
I'm having the tuna fish, not the tuna fruit.
Yeah.
That was a good wham cam.
Do you like tuna fish?
Would you believe I only like, the only fish I eat is tuna fish out of a can.
Out of the can?
Yeah. No other fish.
Interesting. Tuna fish.
All right. Will you read this for me? I didn't bring my glasses.
Are you being serious? Are you trying to get me in trouble?
I'm serious. I can't read it.
Russell wants to know. Russell Wasterman. How do the size of the NFL stadium affect the wind speeds? If the wind is 30 miles an hour in the parking lot, how much would it be in the stadium? Is there a, is it the same? You like that question?
That's kind of boring.
It's very scientific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you're going to get eddies, you're going to get swirling. Currents can then flow above the stadium and pull air up, a siphon effect. But of course, it's going to block the wind. Mm-hmm. But John, Mr. Football, Mindy too, I guess, I don't know about. Did you ever notice going to these games, if it's windy in Pittsburgh and you go in
to Heinz Stadium? I'm only a Steelers fan, and Heinz Field was built to face downtown Pittsburgh and be open on that one end zone, facing the city.
Back up, back up. So you're
facing
saying
the
it's
rivers.
Surrounded by bleachers on all sides.
So it's like a big U.
Oh, it is.
Mm.
And for the longest time, it was the hardest stadium in the NFL to kick a field goal in.
Because of
and
that.
The theory was is that the wind would swirl into that U and alter the direction of the field goals.
So
especially if you were kicking at the open end of
Do you
the
know which
zone.
Way it looks? Which way the
it
U opens?
It would be facing, I would think, in a southerly direction.
So it the open end faces south?
South, yeah.
And a lot of times there is a direct south wind is common in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so it probably is a thing.
Yeah, so it's a thing, depending on the stadium, but they're definitely going to block some of the wind. I'm hearing the music. Does that mean we're done?
Yeah.
I think we're done. Well, this podcast went so quickly. Thank you, Emily.
One thing we did learn is that we don't need top sheets. What I want you to do is get these things and throw them in the garbage.
I like my top sheet.
Top sheets forever.
See you later, everybody.
Thank you, Emily.